on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat is 6.24, up a half. July, 6.21 and three quarters, up one and a half. Soft May wheat is 5.80 and a half, up five and a half, now up six. July, 5.87, up six and a quarter. March corn, 4.31 and a quarter, down one and a half, now one and a quarter. July, 4.46, down one and a half. January soybeans, 13.10 and three quarters, up seven. July, 12.46 and a quarter, up a quarter. January soybean meal, 438.50, up 3.30. January soybean oil, 37.65, down 30. February live cattle, 136, 42 and a half, down 27 and a half. January feeders, 168.15, down now 167.95, down 70. And February lean hogs are 85.37 and a half, and they're down 45.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting a winter planning meeting on Monday, January 20th at the Best Western Hotel and Conference Center in Lafayette, Indiana. Registration begins at 5 with dinner served at 5:30. RSVP to 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
The function of the market is to have people lean the wrong way. And that certainly was the case on Friday, as everybody was extremely bearish pre-report on corn. And yet we've got some numbers that at least give corn some breathing room, it seems to me, at least several weeks as we continue to monitor South American weather.
Yeah, Friday's report, corn numbers was huge from a fundamental point of view. It's going to give producers hopefully a second opportunity here to see a little price strength to get caught up on some grain marketing. But it's not a complete bullish report. The bottom line, you know, still 1.6 plus billion bushels is not bullish by all means, but it might speed the urgency to get some users to come forward here and get some coverage in place. The biggest thing was, the report was a yield. It showed a little bit more of a yield deficit in the Western Corn Belt, where they did have some production problems. Then, of course, you know, you can argue the numbers all you want, you know, as far as the usage and so forth, but the bottom line still shows we've got ample supplies, which hopefully gives the market psychology reason to short cover here for a little while to give us a chance to get caught up on some sales.
Ample supplies, but the first quarter disappearance of corn was a number that certainly caught my eye at 4.324 billion bushels. I think that's a record number.
Well, we were empty, and you're going to have record movement when you're virtually at zero. So what's probably going to be more important would be to watch this next report, the March stocks report, and see where we are for the second quarter of the marketing year. But it just shows that there was some urgency to get some coverage and get it moved and get it in the pipeline to get some good old-fashioned demand kicked in. So it's positive, and the key is where we go from here on out now.
So how many weeks do you think that we have purchased with these reports that would arrest the down potential downtrend?
I think we got a week or two in through here. We got some decent demand under the market, but in the same breath, we got some producers that need to get some stuff sold above the marketplace. So I think we're going to see more of a sideways trading affair. Before the report, the big money bought and sold the 420 put call combo up right here in the Feb. Your larger commercial grain traders are coming in today and doing the 430 put 450 call options. sell them both those, collecting about 26 cents, looking for this gray market to start staying a sideways trading parameter here as we go into the spring.
Do quick ship premiums for corn remain available for a period of time, or is the rug going to be pulled out from those?
Oh, I mean, it's location to location. You'll see that. You're just going to, you know, have to look at your own localized situation. There could be some opportunities there, especially in the area there if you've got a couple different outlooks to go on bids, for say. So I'd stay in contact with your grain buyers, and above all, have some orders above the market to let some go, because, you know, there could be a case where that opportunity arises. And if time you get back to them, it could be too late. So I believe you can stay on top of it by having some orders up there.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
A little higher today. They're putting back on the spread, buying the beans, selling the corn. Still looking at wanting to hold the market together here until we get a little bit more into the harvest of the southern hemisphere. Asia's rumored to buy some more beans here, still getting some coverage on, just the uncertainty in the southern hemisphere. You know, they got a good crop, a little drier in Argentina, for say, but for the most part, they're going to have a big crop. The issue is the timeliness of the crop coming out of the southern hemisphere. And, you know, political unrest or uncertainty in Argentina, you know, looking at some fairly good inflation, you know, would the Argentina farmer be willing to sell, or as we move down the road, too? So there's a lot of things to look at, but the ultimate fear continues to be that Asia will cancel some bean sales or move those sales to the southern hemisphere.
So does Friday's trade to the upside represent a blow-off top on the marketplace?
Well, you can look at several different ways. The best thing to probably look at from a conservative point of view is Friday's trade went back up to where we kind of broke out to the downside. So if we can recoup and get these momentum indicators up and see some buying interest come into the marketplace, I would use Friday's highs as a key resistance point in the bean market.
And how big of a rock at Gibraltar is 1262 in your mindset?
Well, that's going to be the key back to the downside. We take that out. You're going to resume the downtrend. But for the present time, the momentum indicator is a little oversold as due to some recovery. And through here, you take out 62, we'll move on down to that 32-30 area.
How about a word on wheat, please?
Actually, we're seeing a little bit of relief here. Wheat's just been in a free fall for about the last dollar. Looking at Egypt coming back in, taking advantage of some lower wheat values. Soft red winter wheat acres, a little lower than expected. We're not going to be able to fight off the big world numbers we're looking at here as we move forward. But for the most part, the oversold status and at the price levels we're at should generate some export business as we move forward here, Dave.
Will the bulls continue to be in charge in live cattle for another week or two?
We feel so over the long haul here. Nothing's really changed. It's awful hard to change the outlook here due to reproductive cycle of the beef sector. We're just going to continue to deal with lighter numbers, fewer numbers, that is. We're going to look at the lower grain values, probably encouraging guys to feed the heavier weight. So it's going to keep numbers off the market, for say, over the near term here. The thing we have to watch, though, is this export business. So per capita consumption on Friday's report continues to show a downtrend in U.S. beef consumption, but the overall export sector seems to be gaining steam as we move forward.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, Dave, take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 431 1/4, now a half, now a quarter, down 1.5. July, 445 3/4, down 1 3/4. January soybeans, 1310 1/2, up 6 3/4. July, 1246 1/2, up a half. January soybean meal, 438.50, up 330. January soybean oil, 37.65, down 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.